and welcome to the Diz Dads Podcast Midweek Destinations and Diversions Show. It's the Dad Show, your hump day Disney vacation fix for Wednesday, July 16th, 2014. The Dad Show is brought to you by Kingdom Strollers. Kingdom Strollers is Orlando's premium stroller and crib rental vendor. Why pay more for a less comfortable, less versatile stroller in the theme parks? Make your reservation at KingdomStrollers.com. You'll pay less for the rental, and they'll deliver the stroller of your choice to your resort, and pick it up from the resort at the end of your vacation for free. Kingdom Strollers, your first choice for Orlando stroller rentals. Today on the Dad Show, I'm going to be talking once again with Randall and Jody Hebert about Randall's surprise birthday trip this past June. So, welcome back to the show, guys.
Hi.
Hi.
Jody, I think I have to start with you here because you were the one who put this trip together as a birthday surprise for Randall, right?
Yes, I did. So. It was a big birthday for him, so I wanted to do something special for him.
So how do you swing planning a surprise trip for an adult Disney fan?
Oh, my. A lot of late nights and early mornings so I could be online when he wasn't watching or seeing what I was doing. And pretty much looked at things that we hadn't done before and made decisions about maybe what we wanted to do or hadn't done in the past and added it to the list. And that's where I went.
Okay. So give us kind of the broad picture of this trip before we get too far into it. You know, how long were you planning to stay and you know, did you have a particular resort you had in mind already? And, you know, those kinds of things.
Okay. Well, Randall turned 60 on June 4th. So I knew he had to work the days before that because of his company requirements. So I knew he couldn't get off. So I decided to go ahead and surprise him on the 4th. And we took off on the 5th and we stayed through the 8th. And one of our last trips when we were there, we stayed at the Coronado Springs Resort. Mm-hmm. We really liked it. It was very comfortable. It was relaxing. The lake is beautiful there. And we just had a really good time there. So I thought we would go ahead and go back there. And I went ahead and reserved a car so he wouldn't have to walk too much. And then I began with my reservations for different restaurants that we had wanted to visit.
Was this a you know, go back to the old favorites trip, or was this a, these were things we knew we wanted to try and hadn't gotten to yet?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. Most of them were things that we hadn't tried before. You know, we had always talked about going to the Coral Reef at Epcot, and I booked a dinner there. And so, you know, it was a lot of things that we hadn't done before. But of course, there were some favorites in there that, you know, I like to do, like Soarin'. But we also had the new thing. I got a fast pass for the new Snow White Mine Ride. So there's a lot of new stuff this time.
Okay, great. So, you know, I tend to try to do these trip report shows a little kind of thematically more than step by step. So let's start with the resort. And Randall, you said you'd stayed at Coronado Springs before. What are some things you like about the resort and what about this stay from the resort stood out to you?
The one of the things I really liked about Coronado was that the bus at Coronado goes directly to the park and comes back to Coronado. You don't have any other resorts you go to. Not that figured into this trip because we had the car, which I think we'll always do from now on. But it's just nicely laid out. The Southwestern theme is very good. All the cast members were polite and helpful. It just had that nice feeling to it. Very laid back. The pool, the Aztec temple, pyramid, the bars, all good places. So
okay. Great. Anything that stood out to you, Jody, that Randall hasn't mentioned?
It was just really relaxing. I mean, it was a place that you could just kind of, you weren't in the hustle bustle of the parks, and just having the lake there as the backdrop to your room. I mean, it was just so very relaxing, and there was no convention, thank goodness. So the resort was not very full. So, we were well taken care of as well.
Interesting. Interesting time period. I guess it's right around Memorial Day. So maybe that helped keep the convention crowd away. Yeah. Was something you were going to add there, Randall?
Well, yeah, I wanted to point out that Jody and I normally stay at the value resorts when we go to Disney because we're not in the room very much. So we go to the value resort, which is usually very crowded. And that's one of the things about Coronado that we found, that it wasn't crowded. We didn't feel, you didn't have to stand in line for anything. You didn't have to, fight the crowds to get on buses or anything. It was just very, very relaxing and easygoing. So,
yeah, I mean, I think the separate buildings helps a lot with that atmosphere as well, because you don't have, so many people packed together quite so tightly.
Right. There were separate bus stops spread around the resort, which was good. The bus does stop at each stop, but they're not stopped for very long. The people get on quickly, get off, so on and so forth.
Sure. Okay, so let's head on towards the parks. Now, you had a fairly short trip, so which parks did you focus your attention on?
Oh, Animal Kingdom, the best park. Oh, wait a minute, maybe not.
Wrong trip.
Yeah, we didn't make it to Animal Kingdom on this trip.
Okay.
We did Magic Kingdom, we did Epcot, and we did Hollywood Studios. And it was Star Wars weekend, so that was nice at Hollywood Studios.
Okay. And were you, I know some people who go around that time, try to avoid the Star Wars weekend chaos. Other people, obviously, that's what they're there for. So for you guys, were there things about Star Wars weekend that you particularly wanted to experience?
Go ahead, Jody.
One of the things that I had thought about doing was the character breakfast at the Sci-Fi Diner.
Right.
And, I just kind of looked at the menu and I looked at the characters that were going to be there and, said, the price is really high and I probably don't want to do this. And just, had put off making reservations there. And then I saw a trip, some postings from Adam Dale, another Diz dad.
Right.
And I asked him, I said, hey, did you have a good time at the breakfast? And he's like, yeah, it was a blast. Randall would really like it. And so, yeah, for days, I would call every single day, a couple times a day, trying to get reservations. This was like a week or 10 days before the trip, thinking, right. Oh, my gosh, I messed up. I didn't get into Star Wars. But finally, we got a table for breakfast on our last day, and that worked out great. And, Randall, you can talk about the fireworks if you want.
Oh, man, best fireworks show ever. Best firework show ever. Really put to shame everything. Hollow wishes, holiday wishes, all the other fireworks at Disney. This just was phenomenal. It may have had a whole lot to do with the fact that it was set to the soundtrack of Star Wars, but hey, I think they really did a fantastic pyro display. So.
Well, yes. I was curious about that because one of my questions, I know they haven't been doing fireworks regularly at Hollywood Studios. It seems to be changing a little bit now, I notice. They did the Star Wars fireworks, and now they're doing some special Frozen fireworks this summer. But I wondered, how were the sight lines for fireworks at Hollywood Studios, and where did you find good places to watch?
We had a perfect spot. We sat by – The lake that where the dinosaur is, there's a little, I can't remember what the food, you know, carry out. Yeah, food
it's,
right by, there.
It's the ship. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah. And we found a table and a bench to sit on, and we just sat there for, I don't know, maybe an hour and a half, and entertained ourselves with my bubble gun and, you know, had some adult beverages and, you know, waited for the fireworks. And we had front row seats.
Well, we were able to see a little bit of the stage, but right behind us at the hall, at American Idol had a screen up. So everything that was being happening on the main stage was happening on the screen that we could see just fine.
Oh, okay. Okay. And so I assume you saw like some of the DJ Lobot, you know, dance party show type stuff. Is that what you're referring to there?
Yes.
Okay. Were you disappointed that the hoopla was gone?
No. I loved it. I thought it was great.
Okay, good, good. I mean, you know, a lot of people, I think, went back and forth about they got the fireworks, but they lost the hyperspace hoopla, which had kind of developed a cult following. And
I don't know if I've never seen that, so I didn't miss it. I don't know what that is. What is that, Aaron?
You know, it's a very campy show that they did for a lot of years. If you search on YouTube for Hyperspace Hoopla, you can find video of it. It's kind of if I had to give it a you know, feel like it feels like something else in the Star Wars universe, it's a little bit like a live holiday special feel.
Oh, God. Okay.
You know, so kind of more on the goofy
level. No, I didn't miss that at all.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that was the battle. You know, it was kind of fun and silly, but, you know, there were other people who said it didn't, you know, it doesn't fit anyway.
Right.
You know, Darth Vader doesn't dance.
Oh, yeah. I've seen Darth Vader dance. So, yeah. He got some cool moves, you know?
All right. So you love those fireworks.
Yes.
And tell me some more about the breakfast that Jody managed to get booked for you.
We got there. We got our pictures taken with Boba Fett and Darth Vader. I was a little disappointed in the cast member, the photographer. I thought he missed some really prime shots. I was trying to choke Darth Vader with the Force, and he just got in my face and it just stood there staring at me. Oh. Boba Fett and I had a few to-dos, and none of that was caught. It was just the standard pose when we got our pictures back. But we have the memories, which are great.
Yeah.
And, of course, the photographer wouldn't let me throw up rabbit ears behind Boba Fett's head. I did. Wouldn't take any pictures with it. So, and that was okay. And then the characters within the theater, the stormtroopers and the Jawas were really fun. The stormtroopers, the first time they came by, I gave them a hard time, you know, like anti-Empire feeling.
Sure.
And the second time they came through, I was thinking between them, that how would our boys feel that we were against them, you know, our soldiers coming home. Okay. And, you know, so I thank them so much for their service, and I thank them for defending us against those evil rebels. And the guys were all gathered around me, patting me on the back and putting their arms around me, you know, like, hey, this is a good guy, you know, so.
Good, good. So yeah, they were kind enough some fun character interactions.
Yeah, they were kind enough to gather all together so that we could take a selfie with them.
Right.
That was fun.
Now, Guido was there also. Now, Guido was a jerk. He just seemed to not want to be there, or maybe that was his the way he was portraying the character. But he was very standoffish, very aloof. He barely talked. I mean, none of the guys talked, but he barely stayed at any table long. And I was more like, take my picture, I'm moving on. So. Huh. I was a little disappointed with Guido, but both the Jawas and the Stormtroopers were great. They were a lot of fun.
Good, good. And the food that Jody didn't think looked so exciting?
Well,
It was really pretty good, I thought.
Yes, Adam actually gave Jody some really good advice that she gave to me. Was it's a one price. You know, you pay one price for the breakfast, but they have multiple entrees that you can order. So you can order this or that or this or. So we actually ordered two each, which gave us plenty of food, and the food was really good. So I was, you know, we were excited about that. I had heard the same thing, that the food wasn't all that and a bag of chips, but it actually turned out to be well presentation, and sorry, and the food itself was good. So.
Good. All right.
The only weird thing was they did bring us a fruit cup, and the item that was sticking out of the fruit cup was actually a melon that was cut in the head of Yoda.
Yoda.
So you had this green head kind of peering out at you.
So you had a Yoda melon head.
Yes. Yeah. It was good too.
I don't know. See, I think I would have a hard time chomping down on Yoda's head.
That was no problem.
Anything else about Hollywood Studios that stood out? I mean, obviously those are two big things, but anything else, part of Star Wars Weekend or not?
Well, it was pretty cool walking around and seeing all the characters dressed up as the Star Wars character, Chippendale dressed up as Ewoks. Chewbacca was there getting pictures taken. It was all, you know, it was like the character interface we see throughout the parks, but there was quite a bit more of the characters out and about, you know, getting their pictures taken with fans. So that was pretty cool.
Okay.
We weren't there very much. The temperature that weekend was horrendous. It was 95. It was 95 with the humidity. It felt like 100, 105. It was very hot. So we didn't spend a lot of time outside in the park. So we were kind of ducking into stores and whatnot. So it made it quite a bit of a difference. It was I have never been there with it being that hot before.
Ah, okay. So yeah, so it does change the way you experience the park a bit.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's hop in the boats and head on over to Epcot and talk a little about your experience at Epcot on this trip.
Was that our first day, Jody?
Yeah.
I think that's the only day we were at Epcot was the first day.
Yeah.
And we did Soarin'. And we had lunch at the Electric Umbrella. You're sorry? No, it's good.
Okay, I give people trouble. I'm not an Electric Umbrella fan, so I can't help but give people
trouble. Well, the salad there is good, and we had the mac and cheese cheeseburger, which was pretty good. We shared both of those, so that was good.
Yeah.
And we were going to stay for Illumination, but because it was a short trip, we didn't have any night booked to go see Wishes at Magic Kingdom. So we kind of switched it up and decided not to watch Illumination this trip and to go over to the Magic Kingdom and see the castle show and see the electric Main Street Electric Parade. And Wishes. So
right, because you only had two nights, and with the fireworks at Hollywood Studios, you wanted to see those. So.
Well, we also had a third night, and we actually got to see Wishes from Narcissus.
Oh, Narcissus.
Yeah, Narcissus, right.
Okay.
And that is an awesome restaurant. Good service, good food, good view. Good God, I'd do it again.
I want to make sure in Epcot, because you said you'd eaten at Coral Reef, which you hadn't been to before.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'd like to hear about that experience and what you thought of it.
Well, I was very impressed because, you know, I'm a dizzer. I hang out on the diz board, not as much as I used to. But when I first started studying up on Disney, getting my feet wet and learning all about it, Coral Reef, I'd read about what restaurants, you know, I want to go on a trip to Disney, so what restaurants do we want to go to? And Coral Reef always got a bad rap, always got bad reviews. You know, the food was not good, the service wasn't good, yada, yada, yada. And we decided, Jody had booked it, so we went there. I was not expecting a whole lot. And boy, was I wrong. The food was great. the service was phenomenal, and the view was outstanding.
Yeah. It was great fun to watch the fish swimming in there and the big turtles that were, they were the size of our dining table, just enormous. And then as we're sitting there, then we also had the certified divers come through. There was about six or eight of them that came through the tanks.
As a group.
As a group, right.
Right, because they would have been on the aqua tour.
Right.
Yeah. So they just kind of swam by and waved a little bit, and then they were gone, and then the fish and the tortoises just came in, and it was just, it was a very relaxing meal. You know, yes, there were kids in there, and, you know, I know all the Diz dads have kids, and we do vacation with our kids and our grandkids, but, you know, this was an adult trip, and you know, there was adults in there and kids in there, and the kids were very well behaved, and, you know, it was a very restful meal.
I have to ask you whether you ordered, you know, I know they've got a pretty broad menu, kind of a surf and turf type menu. So I always have to ask, did you order anything you could taunt the tank with?
Say what? What is that?
Well, you know, you order something and then you can, you know, stick some on your fork and hold it up at the tank and say, ha, 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 this could be you.
Sort of.
Randall did.
I hate it. I didn't tease the fish, but they do have a card on the table that has all the different fish species that are in the tank. So it gives you something to do while you're waiting for the next course or your glass to be refilled or whatever. And you spot the fish and it's like, wow, I ate that.
And what did you think of the fish?
I thought they were great, and I thought the fish was well prepared that I ate. Wasn't the best piece, but the one thing about Disney, I think you've talked about it, is that it is not necessarily going to be the best food you've ever eaten because they have to serve to the masses, and so everything's kind of more bland than what I would expect it to be.
Sure,
but I thought it was a really great fish. I forget what I ordered, to be honest with you, but.
You had the yellowfin.
That's what I did. Yes, the snapper.
Yeah, the snapper.
The snapper. They served the whole fish, head, tail, everything, and I quite enjoyed eating it and avoiding the bones.
And how about you, Jody? Fish or beef?
My favorite is salmon, and nobody else in the family likes it. So when I get an opportunity to eat it, I will order it at a restaurant, and it was delightful. Came with couscous. And it was greatly flavored with all kinds of vegetables and spices. It was very nice.
Good. It's nice to hear good reviews for restaurants that have been getting, you know, beat up over the years.
Yeah, I was, like I said, I was really surprised. And, you know, that kind of goes back to, like, Tony's at Magic Kingdom always gets a bad review. We've not eaten there. But Dave Zerfass always eats there. And he says, I've never eaten there when it wasn't crowded. So got to be good.
The other thing they had was a very nice wine selection. You could get a glass of wine or a bottle of wine.
Yes, it was quite extensive.
Good. So now that we've kind of, I think, covered Epcot, is there anything else about Epcot that was particularly memorable or stood out to you?
Well, the memory I have is the fact that we didn't go into the world at all. We stayed totally in the front of the park, and that's very unusual.
Wow. When was the last time the two of you were in Epcot and didn't get across that bridge?
I don't think ever.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we just, again.
The opposite. We bypassed Future World and head into the World Showcase and hang out in the World Showcase and it was different, but we had just been there in January. Some friends of ours were there in January and had a really great time. So anyway,
yeah.
And I'm referring to Diz Dad Convention 2222.
So, well, and you know, I think when it's really hot out like that, Future World does have some advantages because you've got those kind of good indoor hangout spaces, for lack of a better way to put it, in both Interventions spaces and like the Living Seas space. mm-hmm. where there's things to do inside that, you know, keep you out of that sun.
We went and rode Ellen's Energy Ride also, where we met William. He was walking out and we were walking in, so that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
Nice Tisdad meet. And it was a nice, relaxing, cool trip through time and space with Ellen and Bill Nye, the science guy, Paul's best friend.
All right, so from Epcot, let's hop on the monorail. And yep. you're already in the front of the park, so that makes it easier. And
yes.
head on over to the Magic Kingdom and talk to us about Magic Kingdom. You were there. We know you checked out the parade, the fireworks, and maybe most of interest to many of us who haven't been down since the mine train has been operating, you guys got a chance to ride the Seven Dwarfs mine train.
Well, after leaving Epcot and going to Magic Kingdom, we just did the parade and the fireworks. We did Magic Kingdom I think on Saturday. We did okay. Saturday, and that's where we rode the mine ride. And, you know, they really did a job. Excellent, excellent work on the animatronics. Comparing the animatronics from the Seven Dwarfs mine ride to the animatronics on Pirates of the Caribbean, night and day. It's like watching mannequins in the Pirates, and it's like watching the cartoon in the Seven Dwarfs mine ride. Just great.
Yeah. So the ride, the roller coaster was very good too. It was not, didn't throw you around a lot. You were in your seat. You weren't bounced around. I was a little concerned because they stuck us at the very end of the roller coaster. So I was concerned about Randall. And we were fine. We didn't get thrown around. I mean, maybe other people like that, but for us, it was great. And the outdoor scenery was good and the indoor part of the ride. It's kind of like, you know, Splash Mountain takes you indoors and outdoors, and the mine ride did the same thing. It really told a story, and the ride was great fun.
And let me ask you, you know, the idea, I guess, is that the intensity of it is supposed to be sort of, you know, somewhere between Great Goofini and, you know, Big Thunder Mountain. Did you feel like it fit into that slot?
Yes.
With the swaying cars and things? And
yes.
You know, how did the swaying car bit work for you?
Well, you really don't. I want to say you don't really notice it, only because you're swinging with the turns. So, I mean, you're just kind of flying out there a little bit, but the turn it feeds into the ride, where on Big Thunder Mountain, you're being thrown up against the side of the car.
Right.
You know that feeling that you're being tossed back and forth. In the mine ride, you're actually kind of strapped down and secure in your seat. So the swaying car gives you that feeling of being moved to the side as you go around that sharp corner, but you're not being slammed up against the side. It was a very comfortable ride for all the thrills and chills and action that it gave.
Okay. Excellent. Anything else about Magic Kingdom and your time there that stood out?
That castle show, the memories, whatever that castle show is
Magic
called.
Magic Memories and You.
Magic Memories and You.
I think is that still the name? That was the name. I don't know. They've changed it, and I may be.
It still gets really dusty in the park when that's on. So great show. You know, it's like amazing how they do the photography, the animation on the castle, and use the castle as a screen. But it was just, it chokes me up every time I see that. It's just great.
Yeah. So. The new Fantasy Parade.
Oh, yeah.
Was phenomenal. We kind of stopped there.
Yeah, we weren't going to go see that. We were actually cruising by. We were on our way from Wilderness Lodge to Polynesia, where the car was at. And we were trading off at the Magic Kingdom, and Jody asked me, do you want to do the parade? At 3 o'clock, high, you know, the sun, it's like right. 95 degrees, sitting on Main Street. Sure, let's do it. So we actually got down, got a seat by the Emporium on the curb, and I swear, you've heard the term, you could fry eggs on the sidewalk. I swear to God, you could have. And we were in the shade, but because the sun was on the sidewalk, it was hotter than Hades.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah.
Anyway, but the parade itself was just really, it was really good. Yeah, I'm sure you've seen it on YouTube or you've been there. That is kind of quick, but they've got all the great elements in it. I thought the fairies, the three fairies from Snow White, Sleeping Beauty.
Yeah.
They were like on some kind of motorized ride in there, but you don't see it. They're, you know, the skirt covers it up, and it was just a trip watching them tool around. The characters were great, interactive with the crowds. It was a great parade.
How about you, Jody? What did you think of the parade?
The parade was phenomenal. I mean, I just sat there and tears just welled up in my eyes before it had even reached us.
Oh, Jody, you're such a girl.
I know. But it was just, you know, I really do enjoy parades. And this one was just, it was great. It really was. Just the characters. And again, because we were right on Main Street there, we had such a wonderful view. And, you know, it was great. The music was wonderful that went with it. They really did a good job. I'm so glad that we got off the ship and took a chance. You know, it was one of those, let's go in and see if we can find a spot. And I just beelined, found a, you know, an area right there on the curb. And
left me in the dust.
Yep.
Yep. Well, that's because I'm elderly and infirmed.
I've heard that about you, Randall. Your lack of firmity.
Hey. You know, I was just wondering, we were talking about just now that is a parade like that, which is new, is it really great and wonderful to us because it is really great and wonderful, or is it because it's new? Because so many of the parades, we've seen a lot of Disney parades through the years, and they all seem to be pretty much the same kind of parade. They throw a new character in, but all the parade is, you know, there's Pinocchio, there's Alice, there's Peter Pan, all the rest of it. This one, they really kind of kicked it up a notch with the characters from Tango, the characters from Maleficent, the standard characters, Donald and Goofy and all the rest, and Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse, all the rest of them were there too. But it just seemed they kind of went steampunk in a lot of areas, and it was very, very entertaining and exciting to watch. So,
yeah, I mean, I think what really sets this parade apart from anything we've seen really in any of the U.S. parks yet is the scale and the kinetics of it.
Right.
I mean, the floats are huge compared to even the you know, nighttime parade floats. They're so much bigger, and everything has moving components.
Yes.
The fire-breathing dragon was just incredible. You know, just, you know, an engineering design beyond anything I've ever seen before. It was just wonderful.
Yeah, I agree. It's brilliant.
Well, I do have to point out, at the end of the parade, you know, the cast members come along to keep the crowds in check. And there was, like, the trainees. Is that what they were, Jody? The cast member trainees coming down Main Street?
Earning their ears,
yeah. I made them all high-five me as they walked past. It was fun. Some of them were like, no, I'm not going to do that. And all the rest of them got on their case. Yes, give them a high-five. So that was a lot of fun. It's like a good ending to the parade for us. So,
sure.
For me.
Sure.
Because, you know, it was my birthday, and I was, like, old. So,
now, did you wear your birthday button?
I did. I did, like, 3 out of the 4 days we were there. One day I didn't. So.
Okay.
But, yeah.
And any special birthday magic?
No. yes. I let me take that back. But that was part of the reservation, not because of the button, that when Jody made the reservations at the restaurants what are you celebrating? We're celebrating Randall's 60th birthday. So they have brought me out a special dessert for each of the meals that we had reservations for. So that was pretty cool.
Okay. Before we get to I do want to spend a little bit of time talking about, you know, other restaurants that we maybe didn't talk about. I know we've got at least Narcoossee's to talk about here in a minute. But before we get there, anything else about your Magic Kingdom day that stands out?
It was hot and crowded, But it wasn't insanely crowded, but it was just, you could see the meltdown in people happening.
The kids, the parents, everybody, they were just...
Yeah, it was just amazing. It's like you're in the Magic Kingdom, have a good time, and they were just like, you're in my way. And it's like that Fantasyland Liberty Square pass-through, even though they opened it up, it's still bottlenecked there by Small World. You know, if they were just to take Small World out and open that up as a walkway, man, that would
just... I
think
it's wishful thinking there, Randall.
Yeah. So... But yeah, that's actually where we saw a lot of angry people. You know, they were just not happy in that spot. They wanted to go on rides. They wanted to do whatever. They were supposed to meet up, and it was just wow. So,
I had a great adventure at Magic Kingdom. I had been searching every store that I went into on that trip so far. For an Olaf for my granddaughter.
Oh, yeah. And Frozen merchandise has been just incredibly difficult to find.
Yes.
And so we were walking through the Emporium. And, you know, as you go back further and further, I know there's other names for them. But we got into one of the baby toy area. And there was a wall of Olaf. And I grabbed two of them right away and said, well, you know, if I find something else while we're shopping, fine, I'll get it. But
Jody, you only needed one for the granddaughter. Who was the other one for?
Me. But he's really cute. He's animated. You push his foot and he talks to you. And he sings
about summer.
Yeah. So I was pleased about that, being able to find him.
Excellent. All right. So you had some other dining reservations, aside from the ones we've talked about so far, besides Coral Reef, besides lunch at the Electric Umbrella, anything about, dining experience during this trip that stood out?
Well, we also did Be Our Guest lunch, and we did
Narcoosies.
Whatever.
Yeah.
All right. Let's start with lunch, since we've still been in the Magic Kingdom. Had you done the Be Our Guest lunch before?
Yes. This is our third time having lunch there. We've only done dinner there once.
Okay. And I thought so, because you talked about having enjoyed it quite a bit. Is it still holding up, or
the food was good? We had fast pass reservations, so we didn't have to stand in line. So
always
that was
nice.
Yes. And I got the roast beef and the potato leek soup and one of the cupcakes. I think I got the chocolate cupcake. And it was good. I mean, the food's good. It is not as – it's still as exciting to see, like, for the first time, but we're kind of used to it now. And we've been there a lot, and so it, three times is a lot for any restaurant at Disney, it seems like. But it was still nice in there. It was a little crowded. We actually had reservations at like noon, and of course that's when everybody was there. So we had a little trouble finding a place to sit, but we found one, and the staff were great. So
okay, good.
Yeah. And it's Be Our Guest, and it's great. And I mean, if you haven't been to Be Our Guest, go to Be Our Guest. You know, you'll not. You know, the snow falling, and the west wing, and there's three different dining areas, and they're all unique and great to themselves. So, and the food's good, and dinner is better.
How was your lunch, Jody?
It was good. I had a roast beef sandwich and. Lots and lots and lots of water. But yeah, as Randall says, the food is, the meat was good. The caramelized onions were good on it. So it was nicely presented and very flavorful sandwich. It was very good.
Okay. All right. So why don't you now take us across the Seven Seas Lagoon there and talk about your dinner at Narcoosies.
It was great. The only downside to it is their waiting area was not very big. Of course, they have the outside area, but again, with it being so hot, you didn't want to be outside.
Right, right.
But once we were inside and we got seated, we had a great server.
Very friendly.
Yes.
You know, took very good care of us.
We had fun with them, with her, and we ordered a bottle of wine. Now, Tony and I are from California. Jody and I met in California, married in California. Our children were born in California. And one of our favorite wineries is the Cake Bread Winery in California. They have a Cake Bread Chardonnay, okay, which they actually had on the wine menu. So we ordered a bottle of it. And we had a great time.
When we got there, I had not reserved a special table or anything like that. And we got there and I said, you know, I'd really like to have a table at one of the windows rather than the one, you know, half of their tables are at the window and, you know, all the way around it. And so she says, well, it might take a little while. And I said, like, how long? She goes, well, maybe another 10 or 15 minutes. And it's like, I'll wait for that.
We're two adults. We can wait.
Yeah, you know, it's not like it's 2 hours. So we had a great view of the castle, the fireworks. I don't remember what I had other than my salad. My salad had
steak. You had steak. You had the filet mignon. None.
So the salad that I had, though, was very fresh. All kinds of mixed greens on it. And it had sliced peaches and cranberries and pecans, and it's just very refreshing as well.
All right. How about you, Randall? How was your dinner?
Oh, it's excellent. I had the New York strip. Came with potatoes, like a caramelized potato with onions in it. Oh, it was like I could have made a meal out of the potatoes. The strip itself was very good. Now, what I said earlier about kind of food at Disney not being always up to par because it's served to masses, well, this was not. This was an excellent piece of meat. Well done, well prepared. It was medium rare. So it was, but it was like a great piece of meat. It was great. Everything that I had, the salad also, which was wonderful. The view to the castle was great. So I recommend it. Plus, Jody and I found hidden Maleficents in the railing. Pointed it out to the server. She goes, I've never seen that before, but yes.
Cool. So,
when you go, look for the hidden Maleficents in the railings. So,
all right.
We also got to enjoy the water parade, the electric water parade.
The electric water pageant, yeah, came by and we were able to see that. The fireworks went off for wishes that we were able to see. So
you timed that one just right.
Yes. So it was great. I do have to point out one thing, thinking about that dinner. There was an event that weekend with a lot of men wearing red shirts.
Yes.
And, well, I just wanted to point out that I was happy to be wearing a red shirt too. It said Diz Dad's on it. So I was proudly wearing my Diz Dad shirt. So,
cool.
Yep. Anyway.
So you had this kind of birthday getaway trip. We talked about a lot of the details. Anything that, you know, stood out about this trip in any way, one way or the other, you know, good, bad, unique, whatever, that we haven't had a chance to talk about yet?
Good thing was that Jody had reserved a car. Now, I've kind of always been, let's use Disney transportation. And we got the car at the airport, drove it to Coronado. Wow, that was quick. It was like, gee, aren't we all usually on the road longer with the Magical Express? And anyway, so that was pretty cool. But I don't think we were in that car longer than maybe 10, 15 minutes. Whatever park we went to, we did go to Animal Kingdom Lodge. We had spent the afternoon there.
Uh-huh.
And again, I don't think we were in the car longer than 15 minutes to get to any park or any resort that we went to. And it was like from Coronado, it seemed to be so centrally located. It's like, we got to do this from now on, you know, stay here and get a car and not spend our day waiting for a bus or, you know, standing on a bus or whatever. So it was great.
All right.
And I'm happy to report that Randall was able to walk the whole time. He did not get his scooter.
Oh, wow. Excellent.
That is because I'm elderly.
Reach that point, Randall.
Yes. Thank you. It was the first day there. I was up on my feet pretty much the whole day running through Epcot and then Magic Kingdom. The other 2 days, you know, the Saturday and Sunday, we actually spent those at Saturday at Wilderness Lodge and Sunday at Animal Kingdom Lodge during the heat of the day because it was just so hot. We went there and just chilled out in the lobby and read and got adult drinks and had a great time.
Oh, so excellent. So
we did the parks in the morning and we did the parks in the evening.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the only way to do it when it gets hot like that. It's crazy to try and do it otherwise. Your body just can't handle it.
Right. We also had breakfast at Kona. I forgot about that, where we met up with CJ and Adriana. Got just a couple of minutes, but it was great. Nothing like getting a big kahuna and a pressed pot of Kona coffee in the morning.
That is good stuff.
Good stuff.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing about this trip with us. You know, these kind of adult getaway trips, I think, are one of the things that I'm looking forward to when the kids are a little bit older and it's a little bit easier to hand them off for the weekend.
That's that. And, you know, it's kind of tough to say we're going and you're not. But when they are in their 30s, it's easier to do.
I bet it gets distinctly easier.
Yeah. The grandkids are a little harder to say that to. So
I'll keep that in mind.
Yep.
Thanks again.
All right.
Thanks, Aaron.
One little spark of inspiration is at the heart of all creation, right at the start of everything that's new. One little spark lights up for you. Oh, hello there. So glad you could come along. I am the Dream Finder. Musical notes, what delightful melodies those will make. I love these flights of fancy, searching the countryside for sounds, colors, ideas, anything that sparks the imagination. A sunbeam, that's a good one. Everything that I can collect can inspire amazing and marvelous new ideas. And you never know what kind of figment you may come up with. Here's my favorite. Two tiny wings, eyes big and yellow, horns of a steer, but a lovable fella. From head to tail, he's royal purple pigment. And there, voila, you've got a figment of imagination.